Today's daf is daf nun chet, and we're holding about a fifth of the way down. So we were in the middle of the discussion of the issues of chulin shenishka ba'azora, what the halacha is legabe mekadesh ha'isha. So today the Gemara talks about a little story that happened in which we pointed out that there was a contradiction in the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. What happened was that Ashkechinu, Mar Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Lushmul Berei, the Rabba Bar Barchana, Davakaimu HaPitcha Davei Rabba. Mar Yehuda was a rather contentious individual, met Rabbi Yosef, and Reb Shmuel Berei, the Rabba Bar Barchana, was standing in front of the Beis HaMedrash by Rabba, and he said to them, you know, on the one hand, it says, HaMekadosh B'Peter Chamor, B'Bosser B'Cholov, B'Chulin Shenishkul Ba'azara, there Rabbi Shimon Omer Mekudeshet, V'Chachamim Omri Meina Mekudeshet. So apparently, according to Rabbi Shimon, Alma Chulin Shenishkul Ba'azara, Rabbi Shimon loved the Oraita. Since he holds, this is true, we saw before, Reb Shimon holds that a Peter Chamor, while it's alive, we just had before yesterday, that it's actually Mutar Ba'anon. And the same thing is true, apparently, of Chulin Shenishkul Ba'azara, because otherwise, why would Rabbi Shimon be saying over here that it's okay to be Mekadosh Anisha with this Chulin Shenishkul Ba'azara? Actually, it's not so simple, because even if he held that Chulin Shenishkul Ba'azara is not Dioraita, doesn't say that he holds his mutter, it says not Dioraita. We have other examples of things that are not Osir Midioraita, let's say Chometz, after the Rabbanan Shir on the Erev Pesach. It's also considered to be Osir Midrabbanan. Once it comes Osir Midrabbanan, it's already not usable to be Mekadosh HaSahisha. So why over here are we saying, I mean, anyway we'd have a problem, whether it's Dioraita or the Rabbanan. So there's a Tosfos that's Mechalik between Isurim that have a Mekor Midioraita. So let's say where the Rabbanan make an extension of the dinim of Chometz, which an hour later indeed will be Osir Midioraita. So as an extension, we say that there, the Yisur Hana'ah means that you can't use it for Kedushin either. The Mafkia, all sense of Mominus in it. Masha Inkein, on things that don't have a Makar Dioraita, so then we would view the Dioraita on a separate level. In other words, since Minatayra, this thing has value, therefore the Kedushin has value. Now, obviously, that approach is predicated on a certain assumption, which is that the reason in Mekadosh B'Yisur HaNa D'Rabbanan it wouldn't be, or B'Klal, it could be Mekadosh B'Yisur HaNa, is not because it's innately not worth anything since the Rabbanan said you can't use it, but rather because that's part of the Din of Yisur HaNa. Because otherwise, if it's a simple logistic issue, the Rabbanan said it's not worth anything, and therefore nobody's going to buy it, so it's not worth a Shavar Pruta. It's irrelevant whether it has a Mekor D'Oraita doesn't have a Mekor D'Oraita. And because of that, indeed, there are other approaches to this question. But we'll leave it at that. I'm just raising the problem. But certainly, we can assume that at least it's not D'Oraita. I mean, as if it were D'Oraita, according to Rabbi Shimon, so then the din would be that it would be not a good Kedushin. Instead, he says it is Kedushin. The problem here points out Rabbi Yehuda. The problem here is that Rabbi Shimon says otherwise, in a different case. Raminu. Rabbi Shimon omer chulin shenishchatu ba'azara yisarfu. V'chein chaya shenishchata ba'azara. So here Rabbi Shimon is saying that if it's chulin shenishchatu ba'azara, in fact it needs to be burned. Now the only reason that you would need to burn something in the azara is if it would be either posel midoraita, and therefore, the Torah says in general that kodshim that becomes posel, there's a mitzvah to bakodesh yisarfu. You have to burn it and not bury it. We have a takana de rabbanan on those things where the psul is not d'oraita, but where it would be possible to confuse what it is that I have here, that I'm burying here, with something that was kodshim. So let's say you have over here a behemoth, perhaps a chulin shenishkul ba'azara. You could tell me that, well, we certainly don't want you to do just burial of it, because then people will think that it's kodesh, because how do they know the difference between a behemoth that was kodesh and a behemoth that was chulin? But if it would be a chaya, we're over there. I mean, clearly everybody knows, but I ain't bringing no deer on the Mizbeach. And the only reason that it's here is because somebody brought it in as chulin into the Azorah. So then what would be the problem of burial? Why would we be burning it? So we wouldn't certainly make a gezerah to a gezerah. That wouldn't make sense. Since he says, however, that the halacha is that it shall be burnt, even a chayesh in ishkata b'azorah, it seems rather clear that he holds that the ikar halacha indeed is a dioraita. Ishtiku. So they were silent. Didn't have an answer. So they came to find out indeed what to do. Otto lekami to Rabbi. So they came to Rabbi. They told him over the story that, you know, Mar Yehuda, he really stumped us. We don't know what to do. Oi, says Rabbi. Paul Gauk Minchi, that contentious guy is always a contrarian. Whatever anybody else says, he says the opposite. He's the guy that stopped you. It's so obvious what the answer is. The idea over here is that the reason that it's worth money is because it's not chulin shenishkat b'azara. It's chulin that was physically nishkat b'azara, but remember that Rabbi Shimon's shita is that a shchita that is not usable and it doesn't work because you're not going to be able to eat it. And in this case, it was nimtse treifa, so it turned out that the animal was treif. This is Rabbi Shimon Shitato. The Tanya HaShochetet HaTreifa. Or somebody shechs an animal, which is obviously treifa, or he shechs it. He finds out that it was treifa in some hidden area in its body. Either case would be chulin ba'azara. Says Rabbi Shimon, it's mutter. Because you didn't shech it. Since Rabbi Shimon Shitato holds an act of shechita that doesn't work, isn't called an act of shechita at all. And that's the machlokas of. He has nothing to do with the question of whether chulin shenishkat ba'azara is Asubidi right or not Asubidi right. It's simply not Kulin Shadishkul Bazara because of the din of Shkita Shanarui Alav Shba Shkita, which we discussed earlier. And so that's the machlokas according to Rachomim, it's Asur, because Shkita Shanarui is considered to be a Shkita Memela. There was an act over here that created Kulin Shadishkul Bazara. Now continues the mission to say that in all of this list of cases that we had, of Isurei Hana'ah. So we went through everything that we could think of that it was Asur Ba'ana'ah. We brought the proof from the Torah. How do we know it's Asur Ba'ana'ah? And finally, the Mishnah says, but if you went ahead and you sold it, which you weren't supposed to do, of course, and now you have the money is not Asur Ba'ana'ah. Again, technically speaking, what do we call that? Eino tofes et damav. It doesn't grab, the Isur doesn't grab the money that's exchanged for it. And so as far as the woman is concerned, this is perfectly kosher cash, and therefore can be used for Kiddushin, and the fact that the source of the cash may have been in Isra'ana doesn't bother us. So in other words, once something has been turned into cash, the cash is amoral. And it doesn't matter what it is that you use, where it came from, you use it for whatever you want. Cash is what? Cash is king. That's not the point here. Minol. So how do we know that indeed the Isser, once it's cashed, is not considered to be Isser Ana anymore in the cash? Well, Midagoli Rachamana Bavadat Kochavei, look, there is one place where the Torah says that that's not true. And that's by Avodat Kochavim, where the Torah says, look, you know, you better watch out, and Lo Tavit Toeva Al Beitecha, don't bring something which is a Toeva, which is Avodat Kochavim, into your home, Vehayita cherem kamohu, because then you will also become a cherem. Well, you understand that to mean is no matter what you do with it, you're not going to be able to get rid of the cherem, because if you sell it, the money itself now becomes nitvas with the Isra Avodat Kochavim. And we understand that word, and remember, wherever we have the word haya, it's always the sense of existential continuum. So vehayita cherem kamohu means of your koshata mehayeh imenu. Anything which now is just an existential variant of what was there initially is still going to be kamohu. It's going to be the same thing. So ve'ayita kamohu. Turn that into some other form, but it's still existentially the same. You know, we don't care what its physical form is. It's innately avodat kochavim, and it's going to always be awesome. Since this case is unique, because we don't find another case like that, So Michlal, apparently, that anywhere else, Kol Yisrael in Shabbat Torah, other than this one, indeed, if you would exchange it for cash, is now a different form and is no longer considered to be Aser. So what is that supposed to mean? The standard is, from what I recall, is that when we find a case, we use it as a model for other cases. We don't say it's unique. I mean, that's the rules of Drasha. So if we find in one place that the Torah explains that the Isser would also go on to the cash, so it would be Tofis et Damav, so Nelefina, make this the model for all Isserim Shabbat Torah. Now that's because Mishum Dahave Avodat Kochlemu Shvi'id, you forgot that there's another case like this. And that's the case of Shvi'is and Yovel, where over there, the Kedusha of the Shvi'is, if you sell it for something else, all that Kedusha, which includes the Chiyuv of Biur and getting rid of those things at the right time, is now going to be Chal on the thing that you exchanged it for. And that becomes now Tuli Mudim, which means we have Shnei Ketuvim Abayim Ke'echad. And if the Torah really meant to use Avodat Kochavim as a model, there would have been no need to give two models. And therefore, Eimelam Dim. What are these two models? One I just explained to you, obviously, Avodat Kochavim Ade Amaron, as we just referred to. Shvi'it Vayi, in case you're wondering about Shvi'it, well, it's darshan from that same existential word, which is He, Haya, Haita, Hayita. So here it says, Yovel He, Kodesh Tihi Elachem. Okay, so now if that's the case, it's compared to this Kodesh permanently. And just like Kodesh is Tofis et Amav, sometimes we view this Kodesh as Tfisas Domim because the Torah gave us the idea of Pidyon. So Pidyon means, and we're going to ask in a moment, obviously it's not Pidyon, but Pidyon means that the Kedusha goes off from the Kodesh onto something else. But that means that that something else becomes now Kodesh, right? So here the same thing happens. Wait a minute, wait, you can't really mean that it's like Kodesh. I mean, you're going to say, Ma Kodesh Tavis Domav Shviyat Tavis Domea, then I'll ask you, In Ma Kodesh Tavis Domav Yotze Lechulin, but if you're Poda Kodesh, then the Kodesh now becomes Mutter. Are you trying to tell me that if I have Peiros of Chulin, I can take Shviyas, I can take the Shviyas, exchange it for money, and now the Shviyas is no longer Shviyas? Boy, that would be great. Save us an awful lot of problems. Because that's not the din. So what do you say? Ma kodesh tofeset damah v'yotzeh l'chulin. So av shvi'it tofeset damah v'yotzeh l'chulin. No. I mean, it's obviously that you over here is the tiyeh. In other words, it remains the same. So that means tiyeh b'havayatote, it shall remain the same. So okay, so we see here two different issues. And let's note, we didn't go directly to the Tihiyeh, like we did in the previous drash, so that it always remains the same. Well, we said it's compared to Kodesh. Kodesh, that means that we have two different issues. We have the removable element, which indeed is like Kodesh. So in other words, A is exchanged for B, A loses, B becomes. B is exchanged for C, B loses, C becomes. How about A in the case of Shvi'is? Tiyah tells me A is always the same. So that means we have two halachas. In exchanging the original Shvi'is for something, whatever you exchanged it for gets in it the elements of Pidyon. But the first thing is not Pidyon, it's Tiyah. But then if B now is exchanged for C, that's a real exchange. B loses its Shvi'is, and C becomes the Shvi'is. C is exchanged for D. C loses the Shvi'is, D becomes the Shvi'is. But A always remains the same. So we're combining now a Pidyon effect with a Tiyeh effect. That's the point of this drasha. And Ketzad, so just to give you an example, let's say you have Perot Shvi'it, and you exchange it in a butcher shop for a piece of meat. Now, both the original perot and the piece of meat is now the din of Shemitah, and it'll have to be the same biur as the initial biur. So, elu v'elu mitbarim b'shvi'it, and you're not allowed to use it after the zman of biur for those original perot. Now you took the piece of meat, walked into a fish store, and exchanged the steak for a tuna steak. So then the basar is no longer kadosh, because that's the pidyon issue. So the basar loses its kedusha shvi'it, and now the tuna steak, nichlisu dagim. Then you take the tuna steak and you walk into a wine store and you exchange the tuna for wine. So now the tuna can be eaten at any point and no longer has Kedusha Shviyas, but now the wine has the Kedusha Shviyas. And therefore, Nichvas Yayin, you went by Yayin Shemen, Yatze Yayin Nichvas Shemen. In other words, the rule over here is Haketzat, the last thing, Achron Achron Nitvas B'Shviyat, the last thing carries the Pidyon Kedusha, but the original Perot never lost any of its din, because that was a Tiyeh Halacha, and therefore the Perot Atzmo remain Asur. But what? What does he gain by the pidyon? Now that is definitely an accountant's point of view. I mean, if there's no gain, there's no pain. What's that? Because in both cases we have halacha of tvisat damim. That much we have. So therefore, you didn't have to tell me the part about the tvisat damim if I was going to learn it out of Avodah Zarah. You only had to tell me the tiyah. There's no point in comparing it now to the Kodesh. And therefore, I can no longer use Avodah Zarah as a model because clearly the Torah didn't want me to use it as a model. That's shteik tuvim abayim keechad. Now wait, not everybody agrees with that though. But what about according to the Mandi Omar that says that sometimes the Torah indeed will give two models? So Lamandi Omar Malamdin Michael Amimar. Ah, he will say that in this case you can't learn it out because trei miute ktive. In the cases over here, each one that you wanted to use as a model adds a word to make it clear that it's not a model. And there's nothing to do with shteik tuvim abayim keechad. Ktiv acha ki cherem hu. Why is it ki cherem hu? Only it is a cherem, but no other isurim will become a cherem. That's vayita cherem kamohu. And by Yovel it says Yovel he. That this case is unique. In other words, he in midi achrin alone, no other case is meant to be able to exchange a bitofes at damav. And that, gentlemen, accounts for the din of the Mishnah, which says that as long as you exchange the isur for cash, the cash is now clean.
Okay. It's been laundered.
Yeah, exactly. It's been laundered. Yeah, it's a very, very perfect word for it. Well, we talked about two elements of clean here. Right? The Bala Ashar Naki, cleaned out, not having any value. And here we're laundering the cash too. Okay. Are we ready, dear President? Lacked a certain panache. Let me try that again. With there we go. HaMekadesh b'trumot b'ma'asrot b'matanot b'mechatat b'efrachatat. Now here we're talking about things which appear to not be yours, and nonetheless are ezu mikudesh. So we're talking about somebody who's not a Kohen, Vafilu Yisrael. Now this guy's not a Kohen. He takes what appears to be his own true moat, that anyway don't belong to him, he's got to give him away to the Kohen, or his own ma'asrot, the matanot of the zroa lechayayim v'keva that have to be given to the Kohen on any animal that is shechted. The mechatat, the efrachatat, I mean, what's this guy doing exactly? I mean, that doesn't belong to anybody in particular. I guess he's charging, you know, after all, if you have a nice religious object, like one of these red strings that went around Rachel Imenu's kever, you know, you could charge good money for it. So he's got one of these sacred holy water objects, and he's going to charge you for sprinkling holy water. So he tells the woman, okay, but I won't charge you, you can be Mekudesha to me instead. And in all of these cases, that is a valid Kedusha. This is rather shocking, because these things don't even belong to you. Now the first thing, of course, that pops into mind, is that when somebody has the right of determination of where a thing will be used, that's worth money. And that means that you do, in fact, have monetary value. My truma, you're right, I can't eat it, but I can decide which Kohen's going to get it. Now, that's worth money. So if daddy of this Kohen wants to come over and say, you know, my son really needs, how about if I pay you the truth is it should be father-in-law, so we don't get into the Kohanim, but I'll pay you a certain amount of money. You give your truma to my son-in-law. So that's worth money. That's called tovat hana'a. It's the value that I get from determining where it is that this thing is going to go. So what the Mishnah seems to be saying is that Tovat Hana'a is valuable enough to be considered money, and therefore I can be Mekadesh and Isha with that, right? Abala.
If he gives it to the woman, obviously she's not the one that has a right. I think she's not the one that has a right to it. Isn't he still obligated then to give it again to make up for it?
Well, first of all, she may have a right. She may be a Bas Kohen.
Okay, if she's not.
But if she's not, then she now has the right of determining who she's going to give it to.
Oh, he doesn't still have to give it again.
No, you're not the one that has to give it, as long as it ultimately gets to the Kohen. I can give it to somebody, do me a favor, give this to a Kohen. So over here I said, don't do me a favor, be my wife. Omar Ula. So now, outside of the context of this Mishnah, one day Ula got up in the morning and decided, having thought about it long and hard, Tovat Hana'a Eina Mamon, that the value of the determination of who is going to get to use something, that's not called value, that's innate in the object.
I once heard Rav Woodman himself say that.
What's that?
He said a shir and he said it's a certain way in the sugya. And one of the Kol people came up to him and said, it should be the other way. He said, I thought a long time about this issue.
Okay. So, Eitve Rebaba Ula. So, Rebaba asked Ula the obvious question, which is this Mishnah. Hamakadesh b'trumot b'masrot b'matanot. How in the world could he use this to be Mekadesh and Isha? It's not his. Obviously, the Mishnah is saying that the very fact that he could choose where to use it for, to give it to, that's called value, right? Now, I know there's an excuse. What you could say is that the Yisrael over here inherited this Kohen from his grandfather who was a Kohen. But he isn't. His maternal grandfather left him money. And some of that money was truma. Sure, you could say that, but then the Mishnah would be trivial. What's the chiddush in that? That's my money. I mean, but, you know, who cares that it came from my grandfather? That's literally my, that can't be the pshat, therefore. So the only other pshat that is a chiddush in the Mishnah is that the Mishnah indeed is coming to tell me this very idea that Ula is wrong, that Tovat Hana'a is Mammon. How are you going to deal with that? Omar Lei. So Ula says, well, no. There's another issue here that is not a trivial issue, but that is nonetheless, does not imply that Tovat Hana'a is Mammon. I'll tell you the case. The case is indeed a maternal grandfather. But the maternal grandfather did not leave him Truma, which would have been trivial. He left him Tevel. Aha! So now, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that the Tan of the Mishnah is telling us that Matanot Shelo Hurmu Kemishu Hurmu Damya, that Tevel consists of Truma mixed with Chulin, essentially. So that the Truma that is inside already became the Kohens who owned it. All that remains now is to separate it out. And the grandson can separate it out, and it's his. That's not a chiddush, it's a major chiddush. And that's what the Mishnah is talking about. It's certainly not talking about a filo Yisrael that didn't inherit anything, and that his tovat hana'a per se is the reason you can be Mekadesh and Isha. No siri. So, kasava matanot shelo hurmu, kamishu hurmu damyan. Now, on a separate occasion, Rav Chiya Bar Avin asked Rav Huna, what is your opinion? Tovat hana'a mamon o eina mamon? Now, Rav Huna said to him, well, what kind of question is that? Don't you know the Mishnah? Omar leteni tua. Look, it's obvious. It says, amekadesh b'trumot, b'masrot, b'matanot, b'mechatat, b'eferporah, rizim ha'kadashim, v'afilu Yisrael. So, Rav Chiya Bar Avin said to Rav Huna, well, how's that Mishnah raya? I mean, we all heard what Ula did with that Mishnah. Didn't we say that Mishnah could be talking about a Chiddush that has nothing to do with Tovat Hana'a, but rather has to do with the din of Matanot Shelo Hurmu? So how can you bring a riot from that Mishnah? Omar Lei, so he told him, oh, baby, Hutsa'at, man, you are out of it. You are so out of it. At least that's what he thought he was telling you. Ichsif, so he got really embarrassed. Man, you know, it's so stupid. So who saw, but he thought that what Rav Huna was telling him was Mishmataka Amala, you're out of this understanding of this learning, meaning that your mind is not doing very well. But actually, and so when he saw that he was embarrassed, he understood that he had misunderstood what he meant. Amala, no, I'm not telling you you're out of it, Hutsa. I'm telling you you're like Hutzel, which is the name of a town. Barnea.
Sorry.
Oh, no.
We must go. It's Hutz. We must go.
Amalei, what I was telling you is that I see you follow the approach of Rabbi Asi from Hutzel. He indeed, Kaikavatecha, he learned the mission like that. And that it's talking about a case of a son, grandson of a Kohen who inherited Matanot Shlohrumu. But showing indeed say Nemeketanoi, that the machloket, there is a machloket anoyim about whether Tovatana is Mammon or not. Here's the case. Somebody comes along and steals Tevel, okay? Now he's caught. He's got to return the Tevel. He says, okay, I mean, it's not here anymore, but I'll pay you. Of course, we'll deduct the Truma. I mean, that wasn't yours anyway, you know, so I'm not going to pay you back for that. I mean, the Meiser, that wasn't yours. We'll take off another 10% for that. But, well, what are you going to do with that? Well, it's only your darn business because it isn't yours now, is it? Then, of course, when a Kohen comes to him and says, hey, we heard you stole this Tevel. Where's the Truma? He'll say, well, I'm going to give it to some other Kohen. Do you have a power of attorney from all the Kohanim? Because, you know, let somebody else be Toveyat. So this guy is going to be in a pretty good shape here, right? Because he doesn't have to pay back anything but the value of what would have been left after the guy had already taken off his Trumas and Meisters and Trumas, Meisters, and woo, this guy's doing good. So here it says, Agonev Tivlo Shel Chavero. Rebbe says, doesn't work that way. He's Meshalem Lo Demei Tivlo. That word Shel Chavero is obviously, you know, doesn't belong there. So he's got to pay him back the entire value of the Tevel. So says Rebbe. And he cannot come along and say, well, it's not you who owns the Truma. Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yedomer. No, look, I mean, you can only take him to court for what you own. How can you take him to court for the Truma Meiser? So, Eino Mishalim, Ela Demei Chulin Shabo. All you got to do is pay him the value of the Chulin, but the Trumota Maaser, you tell him, excuse me, who are you? I didn't take anything from you, did I? I'm surely you weren't planning on keeping something that didn't belong to you. So I would never steal from someone like that. It's beneath my dignity. So my love, what's the machlokas now between Rebbe and Rebbe Yis Rebbe Yid? Domar sovar tovatan amamon. Domar sovar tovatan arin amamon. So apparently the machloket over here is whether you've got to pay the tovatana'a, does it belong to the guy that you stole from? Or is it not the victim's anyway? Now listen, your first response to me should be, even if Tovat Hana'ah is Mamon, it certainly isn't worth the value of the whole Tevel. It's only maybe 3% of the value of the Truma. 10%, 20%, whatever, but it's certainly not the whole thing, right? So when you say, Dmei Tivlo Shel Chavero, doesn't it sound like you're paying the whole darn thing? Not just the Tovat Hana'ah. So indeed, from this Gemara, there are shitot among the Rishonim that say that Tovat Hana'ah Mamon doesn't mean that you have the value of the Tovat Hana'ah, but rather Tovat Hana'ah Mamon means that part of the concept of Baalut is the ability to have the determination, and therefore that becomes a Baalut in the entire thing. The Ganav cannot turn around now and say to you, but you're not the Baalim. You say, I am the Baalim. Because I am the Baalim that determines what's done with it. That is Baalut. So you pay me that whole thing, even though I may have to give that away to somebody else. You see? So that would be the Mashmut of the Sugi, which is very interesting. That becomes much more abstract than just the question of the particular value that I could have had by selling what it is that I have rights to determine to somebody else. Say that again?
If you pay him the whole table, what's he going to do with it?
The money, technically speaking, is chulin, obviously, because you don't really, this guy is not paying him for truma. But then you can tie it that he owed value to the Kohanim. Find that something, as we'll see in the end, That's not a question, so just hold off a second for a moment. So therefore, they would be arguing, l'chora, whether it's tovat anam mamon or tovat anam mamon. Says, no, not necessarily. Maybe a whole different issue over here. Let's say, I mean, we'll try different approaches. Let's try approach number one. We could say, look, maybe the kuleyam tovat anam mamon. Maybe really it's not mamon. And maybe we're talking about a case like we said before. V'hacha b'tvalim sh'naflilu mi'beit avim o'kohen. We're talking about a case where the tevel that this guy had that was stolen actually had been a Yerusha to him from his maternal grandfather, who was a Kohen, and therefore the machloket between Rebbe and Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda could be in what we've just discussed, whether matanot shelo or mukamishu or madamya kamifilge. Marsava kamishu or madamya. Since it's as if it was already set aside by the maternal grandfather who was a Kohen, it is now his money. And if this ganav steals it from him, then this ganav has got to pay him the whole thing. And the other man, the Omar Masar, v'laf kamishur mudamian, that it's as if he got any other tevel, and therefore he's not a kohen, and you don't have to pay him. Because, after all, maybe tovatana is definitely not mama. You want to try another approach? Here's another approach. Ibai dema, maybe everybody holds matanot shalom kamishur mudamian. And maybe everybody holds that indeed tovatana is not considered to be mamon. And the machlokis over here was there, in fact, a significant loss of value because the truma is here. Remember that Shmuel Shita is, technically speaking, you can have an enormous amount of grain and take off one grain and potter the entire field with truma, midioraita. So there, if that's the case, so when the ganav comes and says, well, I'm not paying you the truma. Okay, don't pay me the truma. Of course, the truma isn't even worth the shofar pruta, so, you know, you can argue about it till your face is blue, but that boils down to the same thing. What are you going to deduct? 1 mil? Okay, deduct a mil. Sorry, I don't have change. So there, since you hold of Shmuel, so Mar eat like the Shmuel, and Mar let like the Shmuel. In other words, Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold of Shmuel. So therefore, you can't be Tovea, because there's nothing to be, there's no difference over here. And that, therefore, you say to him, the whole thing you stole from me. So in other words, we'd have to say, of course, that the machlokas over here between Rebbe and Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda is only about the truma component, if we'd say this. Not legabe the maaser. So when we say tevel, we mean in terms of the truma. That's one approach, okay? Or, by the way, before, we never realized that there was a machlokas about whether we hold the Shmuel. We sort of thought that was standard, that chita achat poter tatakri. But the truth is, Tosfos earlier on Daf Mem Aleph brought a Yerushalmi where there were mikorot in the posik, if you recall, achuz achad min hachamishim. So there were mikorot in psukim for all three shiurim of truma. So maybe enochinami, there are those who hold that those are not esmachtot, that those are real limudim, and that truma has a shiur. And it's not just that the Chachamim were koveh the way we pass it, which is like Shmuel. Tosis Mem Aleph, on the bottom. So that's what the Gemara is saying. Maybe there are those who don't hold their Shmuel, and that really there is a Shir Midiraita. V'baitem, you want another approach? I'll give you another approach. I mean, here, choose your approach. Pick an approach. There's lots of approaches that make this a machlokas tanoim. V'baitem, you know what I could say? Maybe everybody doesn't hold of Shmuel, okay? And maybe this has nothing to do with anything, maybe. Haha, maybe it's simply that. Hainu time of the Rebbe, the Kansur Rabbanu Laganav. The Rabbanan say, look, Mr. Ganav, you're not going to come out of this ahead, okay? All your legal arguments are irrelevant to us. You stole money, give the money back. And that's all there is to it. So it's not chote niskar. I mean, this is all we need, is for the Ganovim to steal and then come back and make straight up, you know, 15% on the deal even after we're caught. I mean, that's really a wonderful idea. So therefore, we make a knas, and it's simply a din, and the knas has nothing to do with any of the machlokas we had. Or maybe, in fact, by Damon and Kuleyama Itle de Shmuel. Maybe everybody holds of Shmuel. And nonetheless, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda says, you don't get your money back if you're the Balabayit. Why is that? Because we give a knas, Hainatam Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, Katsura Rabbanu Balabayit. Forget about giving a knas to the Ganav. We give a knas to the Balabayit. Because when that Boganav comes along and he says, well, I don't have to pay. It wasn't even taken off Trumas or Maitras. I'm not paying for that. The court looks at the Balabayit and says, you mean to tell us that you left a bunch of tevel lying around in your house? Where who knows what could have happened? You didn't take care of, oh, you ain't getting that money back. So maybe Katsura Balabayit. Why did he leave tevel lying around the house? That's bad enough. Tanakh. That he's a Yisrael. Now, we've discussed the first parts, but how about that last part about the Mechatat and the Eferchatat? This is a fascinating thing because the deal is over here, Veraminu. Handotel Schar Ladun Dinav Betelim. If a judge takes money for judging, then the judgment has no legal validity at all. If somebody takes money for testimony, to be a witness, la'id, eduto betela, it's not testimony. And here's the part that's crucial to us. Somebody takes money, la'hazot ulekadesh, he's taking money now to do the hazayah from the paraduma, or to do the mixing of the Afer into the Mayim. You might as well have Meimav, Meima'ara. You might as well bring some water from a stinking pool in some cave somewhere, which is not Mayim Chayim, and try to use that to be Matayir somebody. The very fact that you want money for it stinks. It's not your water stinks. You can't use that water. The Afer that you use is no longer Afer Par. It's canceled. It's now Afer Makle. It's like you took a pencil and burnt the pencil. They want to be Makata somebody. So what are you going to do with this thing now? We're saying that if you give this to a woman, that it's obviously worth money, and you're saying, look, I was going to charge you, you know, but you can have the holy water sprinkled on you for free. You can't charge for that anyway. That avoids the kitsch factor in Paraduma. Okay. So how can you use something that you can't charge for to be Mekadosh and Isha anyway? Omer Abaye, you got the two things confused. Lokasha is two completely different issues. What we're talking about over here is the Schar Hava'a Umilui. And what we're talking about over there, about its being Efer Makle, is talking about the Schar of the Hazaab of Kiddush. And you're not reading the Mishnayos carefully. Look at the Lashon over there, okay? And contrast it. Daikanami, diktani hacha b'meichatat be'efer para, uchtani atam lahazot ulekadesh. Is that not different? If you're saying you cannot take money to sprinkle, you cannot take money to mix the efer into the water, that's absolutely true, because that is the mitzvah. And this is an amazing thing, that in the same way that Moshe Rabbeinu, this is what the Rishonim say, the makor of this issue is. Kasher, it's a etchem. Kasher, exactly the same way I'm melamed you, kasher, the way that Hashem Elokai was melamed me, from which we learn mani bechinam, afatam bechinam. So this extends now, the rei lamadati etchem is a din in all mitzvahs, which is an unbelievable thing, which means that the Torah that you're learning from somebody that's getting paid for it, there's not any Torah either. It's like it's ma'akim b'diavad. So over here, it's not kosher. But if a guy says to a woman, look, I've spent 3 days drawing this water. Now, do you pay for water? Yeah. Forget about the fact that you want this water for the paraduma. This is water that's kosher for paraduma. That's all I'm asking for is the schar maitircha. Certainly, drawing water and bringing it for 3 days is not to be done for free, and it's not part of the mitzvah. Then, no, Nova, my work. This is very valuable. I'm selling you this water. And it says, indeed, over here, b'meichatas. It doesn't say that you already have the paradumim and you're going to use it for azoya. Be'efer para, over there where it says it's valueless, it says lahazot, that we already have the mixture, now you're charging for the sprinkling. Or you have the efer and the mayim, and now you're going to be makadish the mayim. That's the mitzvah. What is that? What do you mean you're charging for that? Shema mina, that indeed that is the difference. And the Mishnah never suggested for a moment that you can take money for the hazayah and use the value of that money to be makadish isa isha. Hadran alacha ish mekadesh. Very impressive. I'm a lachaver. Say vikadeshli isha plonit valach vikitshala atzma. So if you want to talk about Ramaut, achiv ani beramaut, in this week's parasha, a guy takes money from somebody, agrees to be a shliach, and is going out on first class to meet in Bombay the love of the sender's life, and decides he likes her himself. So he says, okay, how about getting married to me? She says, sure. Well, what can you do? Mikudesh et l'sheni, the shliach, of course, is the one who's mekadesh. So what is the chiddush in this? We'll discuss tomorrow. V'chein, ha'omer li'isha arayat mikudesh et l'ilach l'shloshim yom. There's other ways to engage in this type of horrific activity. Let's say somebody gives kedusha to a woman. He says the kedusha should be chal 30 days from now. Somebody else hears that in 30 days the clock is ticking. She's going to belong to so-and-so. Oh, no, he says, and flies in and says, the 30 days aren't up. Be mekudeshet to me. She's makaba kedusha from him. Now when the 30 days are up, she's an eishes ish. She can't have kedusha being chal on an eishes ish. And there too, she would be mekudesh l'sheni. So Omele Yisharei mekudesh l'ilach shloshim yom v'barach v'kitcha b'tok shloshim yom. Then mekudesh l'sheni. And look, if she's a bat Yisrael l'kohen, it's 100. It's not that mekudesh l'sheni l'chumra. So then she's tochal b'truma. You know, if he's a kohen, she can eat the truma. Then nobody can say, aren't you mesupak at least? But there is a case where we are mesupak. If the guy gave the money and he said, I want this kedushin to be from now through 30 days. And what is that supposed to mean? From now through 30 days. At what point is the kedushin completed after 30 days? So why do you say from now? So there, if Baruch HaRavakitcha B'tok Shloshim Yom, there we have a safek, how to interpret what is meant in that type of kinyan. Shows she's mikudeshet veina mikudesh. In other words, if it's a bat Yisrael, la kohen, she can't eat truma, because maybe she's not married. But if she's a bat kohen who was eating truma, who now gets married to Yisrael, she can't eat truma, because maybe she is mekudesh. Lo tochal b'truma. So either way, she is not absolutely, but absolutely clear, one way or the other. All right, we'll see in the Gemara what our issue is, and we shall meet once again, Bezrat Hashem, Motzei Shabbat Kodesh, V'sha'ah Sheva, V'shloshim. A pleasure.
Very exciting. Next week there'll be an envelope for Kislev.
Why next week? Kislev's almost over. I say Hutzah. Ashkechin, Omar Yehuda, Rav Yosef, Rav Shmuel, Bereda, Rabba, Barba, Chana, Davi, Kaim, Epitchad, Bei Rabba. Omar Lutani, Mekadish, Betach, Omar, Bebozov, Chala, Bechulin, Shidush, Kubazor, Rabbi Shimon, Amen, Mekadash, Bechachum, Amen, Amen, Mekadash. Am, Bechulin, Shidush, Kubazor, Rabbi Shimon, Amen, Amen, Raita. Vramino, Rabbi Shimon, Amen, Bechulin, Shidush, Kubazor, Yisar, Eifu. Vechain, Chaya, Shinish, Chata, Bazor. Wow, Ishtiko. Ato, the Kami, the Rabba, Omar, I can't believe it. Pagao, Kaminko. Hokumai, Askinan, Kegon shenishchata v'nimtze treifa. This is Rabbi Shimon Shitato, the Tanya. Hashochet et ha-treifa, v'chein hashochet v'nimtze treifa. Zeh v'zeh chum shenishchum ha-zora. Rabbi Shimon matir ba'ana'a, because it's not a shchita. V'chachamim osrim. Mochran v'kidesh b'demayim et kidesh, et minolim that it's not tofis damab. Midagole rachman ha-mei v'adat kochavim, v'ayitachem kamo, koshatam ha-yayim, en avrim kamo, nechlad ha-kol yisurin, shepetorah shor in dit shorum. Why? Nehlech v'nech. Ah, Mishum Nehavi, Avodat Kochavim, Mishum Yishrei Ketuvim, Abayim Ke'echad. V'chol Shnei Ketuvim, Abayim Ke'echad, In Melamdim. Avodat Kochavim, as referenced above, Shvi'it Mayi, Yovel Yit Kodesh Tiyalachem, Ma Kodesh Tofes Et Amav, Av Shvi'it Tofes Et Amav. But wait, Ima Kodesh Tofes Et Amav, V'yotzel Chulin. Are you claiming that Shvi'it Tofes Et Amav, V'yotzel Chulin? No, Talmud Lomar Tiyeh. Bahavayata Tehe. Ketsa, therefore, Lakak Vipirot Shvit Basar. Tanelu Ve'elu Mitbarim B'Shvit. Switch the Basar for Dagim, Yatsa Basar Nichlas Dagim. Be'Dagim Yayin, Yatsa Dagim Nichlas Yayin. Be'Yayin Shemen, Yatsa Yayin V'Nichlas Shemen. Ha'Ketsa, Achrona Achrona Nitfas B'Shvit. U'Peri Atzmo Asur. Okay, so therefore we can't learn it out. But I'll tell you, Henich Lamanir Mamalam, the Mamalam, the Maikal Mamar, Tremiute Ktive, Ktivacha ki Cherem, who, Uktivad Yovel, he, who and he in Miriakrin and O. Amakadish betrumot, Mamasodom, Atanot, Mechatat, Vivatat, Arizimakudeshita, Philo Israel. Omar Ula, Tobatana, ah, in a moment. Eight for Babalula, Makadish betrumot, Masod, Matano, Mechatat, Vivarizimakudesh, Philo Israel. How is he Mikadish for something that's not his? Because Sava, the time of our mission, Matanot Shlo Urmu, can be Shurmu Dami. Boy, Mine Rukhia Barabi Miravuna. Tovatana Amamon, Oin Amamon, Amalei, look, man, it's a Mishnah. I'm a Kaddish Bachurum, Hazim, Matanot, Mechadabi for Pora, Arezim, Kodeshita, Philo Yisrael. Omarle, I thought, I mean, Labu Kinu, Be Yisrael, Shinafululo, Tvalim, Mi Beit Avi, Imo Kohen. Said Ravuna to him, oh man, utzaat, ichzifu, ichzifu, sabah mishmaat teka amalai. So Ravuna explained to him, no. Okika imna. Rav Asi, the utzal, indeed is koi kabateir. Neema, indeed ketanoi, that agonev tivlo shachavero mishalam lo demay tivlo divere rebi. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Domein, mishalam lo demay chulin shabo. So my law, boka mifika, marsavat avatan amamon, marsavat avatan amamon. There's lots of other explanations, my friend. Lo, the kulayama dovatanai namamon. Maybe we're talking about a case of tefillin and mission of lomim betavim or kohenim atanot shalom or kemishur medayim can be forget. Mar sarvar kemishur medayim, mar sarvar lav kemishur medayim. Or mi baitem kulayama kemishur medayim. And dovatanai namamon. Machloket over here is about the truma component only, and it's going a little bit of shmul. The amar shmul chita achat poteret adakri. Maybe marita the shmul, mar letle the shmul. One another explanation. Mi baitem kulayama letle the shmul. And all kind of time of the rebbe, nothing to do with any of the above. Kansur Rabban Laganav, or maybe by Demikoliyama Itle the Shmuel. You want to know why Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda says that you don't have to pay? Because at the time of the Kansur Rabban Balabayit, Deloy by Lishay Latifle. Pick. Tzna. I'm a Kaddish Bichur Maizur Matanav Mechatad Reifu Parareizu Bekadash Rafapi Yisrael. Vraminu Anotel Schar Ladun Dinav Betelim Laide Tuto Betela Lazot a Kaddish Bimemaro Afroe for Mikl Makla. Amar Abaye lo kasha kan beschar hava'a umilui kan beschar asa avikidush dekanami dekatani acha b'mechatat be'efer para. Whereas over there, where it's talking about the efer makla, it says lehazot lekadesh shmami hadron lachish bekadesh. Omer lachaverot se bekadesh liisha plonid valach vekichalatz mo mekadesh l'sheni v'chein. Omer liisharev mekadesh liveach shloshim yom. Uba acher v'kicha betok shloshim yom mekadesh l'sheni vaday. Because even a bat yisrael kohen tochal betruma. But if he said me'achshav liach shloshim yom and then ba acher v'kicha betok shloshim yom, we have a safek and it's mekadesh ve'inam mekadesh, and therefore we're machmer in both directions. If it's a bat yisrael kohen shkeni truma. Or if it's a bat kohen li Yisrael, he passes her from eating truma. Therefore, in both cases, lo tochal betruma.